Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself.
Good morning, beautiful downtown Bethel. This is Ruth Yvonne. I'm an alternate, so since there's nobody, there's two lines open. Remember the rules? You can talk for 5 minutes if there's no one going to be on the line. There's only two lines open this morning. They're 907-545-76. Can you tell me the two numbers?
There's 907-543-2756. The other toll-free number, 1-800-995-8954.
Good morning, Damos. Yeah, thank you. Yes, okay, 2756. If you have any concerns or wanna call KYUK, you may call. Yes, I know they're still moose hunting for those people that haven't caught their moose yet, so hopefully they... You know, Alaska is so beautiful. We don't need to throw trash. We were taught when we go to our camp, when we bury camp, or even spring camp. I went spring camping with my aunt and uncle Carrie and Jaffa Danville when I was a little girl, and we leave our camp the way we thought. We either buried our trash or we took them home. Most of the time, we took our trash home. Leave it the way we found it. Alaska, so beautiful. There's no place like Alaska. We need to take care of our land, respect our land, and also respect other people. You know, they all have feelings, and you should treat them the way you want to be treated, you know. So, whoever wants to call, it's open for, we're going to be here for 1 hour, and you may call for for any concerns you have. And I know there's still berries there. Currently, my husband is in ANMC Hospital right now, and my son and his wife are visiting him right now, and that's why I'm able to be here for you right now, and hopefully we'll be going home soon, as he's already had his surgery, and I'm glad for that, and thank God for that. Also, we should be, when we bury people, don't leave your trash. Take them home with you. I've heard there was plenty of berries there. Me and Tony, we were here almost all summer. We were here we just went home 9 days and then 2 weeks. We first came in April 2nd. We just seemed like we just skipped fish camp this year, skipped fishing this year. But I'm so glad my son and his wife, Benji and Julian, and the grandkids, they all helped together and dry some fish. We're thankful for that. And also they picked berries. I never picked one salmon berry. This is my third year. Anyway, we're thankful for when people share. We're so thankful for that. Are you listening? Good morning. Where are you? Whoever wants to make a phone call, it's open. And school started, and this year they didn't have a break early, so they will have a break. Christmas break coming. It'll be in December. And here in Anchorage, it's been raining here a lot. I heard the sun shining over there. We miss home. We miss boating. But my husband's health comes first right now. If you have anything to share or call, you may call. This is Susan Taylor. Are you listening? This is tomorrow, the second Saturday. So if there's any plans of food bank, could someone call and let the people know and find out? Usually Susan texts me about those. And if you're listening, hi, Sue Taylor. And thank you for what you do. And also Mrs. Achak, the help you do for all the people. And we're thankful for, I haven't been able to do pickups for, since we're here. I know the family needs it at home. Yeah. Because my granddaughter's caring for her siblings. She's 19 years old, so she's been really, we're thankful for her helping out at home. And there's a lot to do when we go fish camp. We set up our camp, make sure there's enough wood, and also our cabin. When we sweep, we often have to use a, because sometimes it goes in there when it's flooded, a mask to sweep the floor, to clean up. This year we sweep. We're glad Tony's doing okay, and he's gone through so many stuff. But we're since we're in patient housing, we were able to bring him to ER when he had complications after surgery. So, good morning. Are you listening in the villages? How's you guys' weather? And how was your summer? Let us hear from you. Whenever I see people from Bethel in the hospital areas, we're so thankful to see whoever comes around. Even from, they come from all over, southeast, southwest, north, northwest, north. So up, even Fairbanks area, there's all kinds of people that come here. Especially Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. There's a lot of people that come here. And they be seen, they come and go. So that's where we're at right now. So if you have any concerns of anything, you may call. Two numbers are available to call at 907-543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. I don't have access to email, but someone can read it from Bethel, KYUKU. There's also going to be a fundraiser. KYUK is preparing for a fundraiser in October. And they also did an estimate of how much people will get that dividend time. And there's 3 days of three different days. I think that's what I heard of disbursements. So one in September, I believe. I didn't get the dates, but someone might know about $1,700, including the $200 from COVID stuff. Okay, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning. Is it Sue?
Hello, hello.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, yep, we have food bank tomorrow.
Okay.
Noon to 2 at or near Emory School. And
okay.
October is going to be registration for the new federal year, but I think the forms and all that is slow in coming to us. So for the rest of this month, just be on the lookout for any word on that. Maybe if there's a form, we'll leave stacks of them at the library and wherever around town. But it's October's when everybody registers for the new year, so kind of creates a bottleneck.
Okay. I wonder if someone could deliver to 228 B Swan Court.
Yeah. Well,
I
just let Carrie know. I'll mention it to her because Carrie and Joe do a lot of the background work and behind the scenes, and I'll let them know that keep something going your way.
Yeah, so nice. You guys are so awesome.
Yep. There's a Saturday market tomorrow too at the Culture Center. But that starts at 10, so people can like go there and enjoy the first hour of it or whatever. Other than that, I wish the best for your husband. It's hard to be gone for so long and all that, but his health does come first, and he's in our prayers.
Thank you so much, Sue.
All right.
We appreciate you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you all have a good weekend. Bye.
Yeah, you too. So nice of her to call. I'm so glad to hear her. they coordinate the Saturday markets at Cultural Center, and then sometimes over at the bingo place on certain days, especially when it's near Christmas too. So I appreciate the people that help out and coordinate all these events to help each other, you know. And also there's some Bethel people that are here in the hospital, so keep them in your prayers too. The trees are turning, golden, some of them. So fall is upon us, and the berries are still good. Red berries certainly are a medicine for colds and body aches. It's like a medicine to me. Whenever I have red berries, like whenever you have sore throat, even it stings your throat, eat red berries. They're really good for you. Blackberries have potassium, just like bananas. So our bodies do need those. And I'm glad there's plentiful berries this year. Vitamin C, salmon berries. There's a lot. All the berries are so good for us. And in the long winters, that's why they picked a lot of berries, especially salmon berries, berry camps, because they do need their vitamin C in the winter time. We didn't have freezers way back then. We moved to Nunavut in 1960. I was 8 years old when we went there. My dad wanted to be near his two brothers that lived there because they moved from Jukfuk to Lik since there was no more school over there, the village was abandoned and people start moving, especially Nunup and Nunapichuk and Bethel. So when I was 8 years old, second grade, we went to Nunapichuk. Mrs. Fancher was my first grade teacher. I'll never forget her. She was so awesome. The storytelling she did were so good. I think she's the one that inspired me to work with children. Kindergarten teaching is, I did that in Nunavut for 3 years. Even I wasn't certified, worked with certified people to inspire them to love school. That was the most priority to me, to be kind and talk, positively, always be careful to them so they will love school. So kindergarten teachers, I'm glad you teach, because I know they're not listening, they're busy, but that's one of the most important jobs, is to, for the beginning of the kindergarten years, to let them learn how to love school and do their routines, first things, when they come, they do certain things, and they learn how to recognize their names. At one of the classes I did, their name written down in a clothespin, and when they come in, they put it to us there by their name, so they'll start recognizing their name. So that's one thing, one way of teaching the children. So it's in my heart, so whatever comes in the heart goes out. And also singing to them. And I really believed seeing, touching, feeling, whatever they're learning, is that for long-term memory. They'll never forget it. So that's one way of teaching. We learn anyway, like watching, listening, and touching, or doing it ourselves. We watched our grandparents cut the fish, and that's how we learned. We learned by watching our parents, grandparents. Both of my grandparents were in the same fish camp, so my mama's side, my daddy's side, at below Standard Oil. That's where I became aware of where our fish camp was at the first. So let's teach our children. If we teach them early, they'll know what to do. Like my two granddaughters, they know how to cut. They helped their mom this summer, Valerie and Finca. Sierra. They really help the parents. We teach them young. Because fish camping, berry picking is a family event. You know, you are helping each other. You're watching your parents do what they do at fish camp. And then they do that. They learn by watching and doing it. And we teach them. There's funny things that happen sometimes. My sister Marlene was cutting fish, and I saw a backbone was hanging and with a fish. It was a chum salmon, and I said, "Oh my, she didn't put the." How do you say it in English? When we open up the black backbones so they could have a tongue-like thing and they dry faster that way, I said, she didn't do that. So I took my, in my mind, I said that. So I took my block and I opened it and they start falling down. She had done it upwards instead of downwards. So she did do it, but it was the opposite direction. So we learn by our mistakes, and next time we do it better. It takes practice to learn whatever we're learning. I wonder why people are not calling today. You have a concern, you may call.
Ruth, I can read a few quick announcements.
Okay, good.
First one, the board of directors for KYUK will hold a public meeting tomorrow, September 13, at 9 a.m. via Zoom. Contact Kristen Hall at 907-545-4208. Another one, the ONTC administration office is closed to the public during renovations until January 2026. Services are still available by appointment. Please call a day in advance or request applications by mail or email. And for the last one, the LKSD Board of Education will hold in a work session on Monday, September 15 at 5:15 p.m. and Tuesday, September 16 at 4 p.m. in a regular session via Zoom and in the LKSD boardroom, 1004 Ron Edwards Way, Mani in Bethel.
Thank you. Okie dokie, Koyana. Thank you for reading
on
that.
You're welcome.
So far, there's only one caller. And So if you have any concerns, if you want to call, you may call. Two numbers are available. 1-907-543-2756. 1-800-995-8954. I have those two memorized. So you can call if you would like to. It's good to have radios. That's what we listen to when we're in fish camp, is with radio. We make sure we have batteries and our radio. That's 'cause we listen for openings and stuff like that. And the talk shows and the Sunday morning gospel shows. So if you like those, donations are always open for KYUK. If you like Sunday morning gospel, they can donate. Also, especially when they have ball games, my husband always listens. So we like to donate too. So every bit helps, you know, all together. We work together. We don't want to lose KYUK. They're going to do a fundraiser. Those fundraisers, we used to do it by television. We would go down from Nunapichuk and then sing in the air, people watching live shows. KYUK did that in the back room in KYUK itself, inside there. We would wait for our turn. They have, they've recorded those. We've seen one. I saw one in Facebook. Someone, and there's other people. They did so many things. KYUK itself with television news too in Yupik and Eskimo, Yupik Eskimo in English, and man, they were amazing. They're amazing. It started in the 70s. Back then, when we went to Nunapichuk, there was no electricity. At one point, there was only one phone in the villages. Only one phone. Everybody had CBs. And then CBs were moved to VHF. That's the ones that can go further. And then from VHF came telephones. And from telephones came our phones. Personal phones. No longer one phone in the house. Multiple phones. So see how it went? No phones. One telephone, and then two telephones in each household. So technology rises in my lifetime really fast. My parents did a lot of things to preserve their stuff. In my dad's and that mom, my mom and dad's smokehouse, because they used to cut whitefish too. My dad would dig inside the smokehouse in a corner, reaching the permafrost and putting the barrels of salmon berries. They used to come, we used to put them in barrels, wooden barrels. That they weren't, they were they didn't seep anywhere. They were waterproof ones. So they had covers too. But we put all our berries, like, there were 25-pound and 60-pound ones. I remember because I brought one 25-pound up to, from we used to go berry picking in August. We came home August 26th one time. The Johnson River way up there. The berries come earlier now. And they used to be ready about July 23. That's Ina's birthday. We always knew by that date. That time I was 12 years old. When we went home, I remember I bought a 25-pound salmon berries to the smokehouse and left it there. They took care of it later. And when they're going to make a good duck, mom would take an ullok and somewhere to put the berries, and we would scrape off, because it's frozen, scrape it off and put it there. Of course, there's a lot of work to it because it goes frozen, full frozen. Yep, they did that. At one time, the black ducks, they got black ducks, and my dad reached the bottom to the firm permafrost, put moss on it, and then my mom had gutted them out, and they laid them on the reaching the permafrost. They were like half frozen, and they put moss over them so flies won't get to them. The moss are really good there. The flies can't get into them. And at the Russian Orthodox Christmas time, they always came to our house January 8th, number two site in Unap. They would do number one first and then number two site. Our house was usually the second house. Second or third house each January 8th. One time they did the black ducks. Mom prepared them, and in the middle of winter they had fresh black duck, but they were a little bit old taste, but they were so yummy. They were so, everyone was really glad to have bird that winter because there were no freezers, and they did that one time. But usually they always got otter and mink because my dad went juk-fuk-tulik to trap minks and muskrat and otters and foxes and different things, different land mammals. And he would bring home black fish, burbot, lush fish, pike fish. They're really big in the Duk-fuk-tulik area. They're really big. Pike fishes are big over there. And after being gone, he'd come home before Thanksgiving in November. And him and the other men would go, because that's how they earn their money, is through selling their furs. That's how they earn their money. In the spring, they do muskrat. He did lots of muskrat. Dad had funny stories. He was hunting muskrat and in the springtime, and he said that when he was going to shoot a muskrat, one of them closed their eyes really hard. It's not funny, but he said he was amazed about that. And he said there were so many muskrat. So they do bundles and they sell them like that. They those days, they use those to buy their essentials. There's no jobs in the villages, so the muskrats were used to buy their everyday use, teas and sugar and butter and salt and tea. Those old people that were very simple and did all those. My dad's amazing. He first fished in Bristol Bay with a sailboat. He would tell stories about those sailboat fishing with Thomas Cassidy. They were partners in fishing. They were Ilooks, and they were so close. That's Tony's biological dad, is Thomas Cassidy. And he's adopted to his auntie, his mom's older sister. So my dad and Thomas Cassidy were really close. They were close buddies. Whoever wakes up early, they would tickle each other and begin fighting, and they would laugh so hard. Since they caught too much fish, the captain, the Ikaka boss separated them and gave them different boats, so because they caught way too much. So that's how my dad started. Sailboat fishing is really hard. You have to wait for the wind. Right wind. Man, that must have been hard. They work so hard, those other people, our parents, our grandparents. They didn't use to travel only by oars. Some people didn't have any motors. In fact, my dad's uncle brought them from Chukfuktulik. They always went to Kuskokwim to catch their dog salmon and salmon. They would go down. Their uncle had a motor, and my grandma and my dad and the family, they would tie from one boat to another. They were in the second boat. And then another tie their dogs, because they can't leave their dogs. They bring their dogs with them so they'll feed them, because that's what their main transportation was those days, is by dog or walking. No snow machines, no motors. And those tuk-tuks, they call them tuk-tuk-tuk-tuk. They are very loud. You can hear for miles when they're coming. The first ones. And they last. They made them real sturdy. And they lasted. So that's what they did. Also, my dad told me they didn't used to pay them with dollars or checks. He came home with bags of silver. They were all coins. They paid him like that. And he said he gave all his money to his stepfather, because my dad's dad had died before he was born. So my grandmother remarried because she was young, and then he gave all his money to what he earned to him, and he said he took a few. And then his dad, it was his dad because he raised him, and he's really close. He was really close to us. He really loved us. He bought a motor. He must have been feeling really blessed to have a son like that. Give him the money so he could buy their own motor. He must have been really glad, and the mom too. Really thankful. They're so thankful, those people that shared. They shared stuff. They helped each other. I hear stories from my dad a lot of times. That's why I have them in my heart. At the end of World War II, him and his lieutenant went to three islands in the Aleutian chain. And he said at Rat Island, there were big rats. And they slept in a tent. Since my dad was used to hunting and staying in tents, he said he just slept, really good slept, but the lieutenant couldn't sleep because of those big rats. My dad said he just slept. They found three-man submarines, two-man or three-man submarines, a lot of them down in Aleutian Chain. And he said the clams were so big, really big clams. He got to eat some. Wow. I think he said Kiska too, the one he went. Rat Island was one of them. They found that. They went to go check for the Japanese warships or submarines to check to see if they were. He said they were. There's nobody. They were all abandoned, and they had made a. He said they were really smart. They had made a runway without no machinery. That's really smart work. Runway. Anyway, one of the stories that my dad had told us. He's amazing. We never forget our parents. They're so amazing. They do a lot. They did a lot of things for us. All the families, they did a lot of things for us. Teach us all these things, different things. And we appreciate them. There's no callers, and it's going to be... And it's 10:46. Maybe because Diane's not there. My friend Diane. She couldn't be here, so she has other plans. So since there was nobody, they just called me. And it was a last-minute thing. I have no notes. I have nothing. If they had called me ahead of time, I would have prepared, but it was a last-minute thing because there was nobody to take. And also, I saw Sam here, Sam Berlin, the talk show, my nephew. His wife's here in the hospital, so they're still here in Anchorage. Also, the nan is here, her mom is here, and Artis is here, Artis Gregory, Artis Turner. She's doing good. Her daughter said she's doing good. So we're glad about that. It was so good to see Sam and his wife. She said she was looking for us, and here we were. We saw each other in the cafeteria. And my nephew and my cousin, his wife. So good to see them. Well, you guys, be good, be kind to each other. We were always told to be kind to everyone, no matter where they come from, no matter what they look, no matter who it is. My mom said she had lots of friends because she said she was friendly to everybody. I've noticed that the Jenkins men, my dad's brothers and my aunties, Katie Liske and Lucy Jacobs, they were always kind to everybody because their parents taught them to be kind to everybody. We were told to be kind to everybody. So we should be. You know, they're just like us. Well, we were created all the same. We bleed the same blood. So let's love each other, be kind, and help one another. You know, it takes a whole village to raise a child. It does take lots of people to raise a child. We should respect them. We should respect children. Respect them. Their angels are always with them. Angels are always with us. So, oh, Peter Atchak and his wife are here too, doing more tests. We were so glad to see them too. They're doing fine. That they're here in patient housing too. And other people from the villages are here being treated and doing more tests and stuff. So when you pray for people in the hospitals and protection for our whole schools everywhere, protecting hand upon them. Well, 9/11 was yesterday, and they showed what happened in 9/11. Will never be forgotten. It was really devastating. Anyway, that was just a memorial yesterday, 9/11. I don't know who's listening. You guys should just call and say hi. If you don't have anything to say, just say hi before we close. We're just about to be closing. Maybe nobody's listening. I don't know. We have just a few more minutes. Maybe they're so busy. How's the weather in Bethel? Okay, good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Just to say good morning all the way from Chilliwack. Enjoy your day.
Goyana.
All right. Yeah, bye.
Good morning. At least he's listening. Wow, Goyana. All the way from Chilliwack. So if it's nice, pick berries, help one another, especially when they start doing their boats too. I know the villages always help. They do. They go from one boat to another. Only when it's going to freeze, they help each other. They used to have right in front of our house in Unapchuk, they used to have a fence. They gather bushes, willows. No, not willows. They have the red leaves at those bushes that grow in the villages. They gather lots of those and somehow put them together, and they make a fence. So when the fish go out, they would dip net them. They used to do it near our river, because all the villages are where they are due to where the fish are. When the fish goes out, they can get them. All the villages are near a river or an ocean where they can go get their fish. None of the villages are not by an ocean, not by a river. They're all near where the food is more plentiful. And I really feel sorry for Yukon that can't fish. There was plenty of fish this summer. Hopefully, they'll do that again in the future. And there was plenty of berries this year. That's what I heard. Anyway, I see Wilson, he's working as a driver, the one that says, beautiful downtown Bethel. He's working for the people, picking them at the airport, bringing them here. He's busy. We see him driving for the AMMC hospital, reading people. So it's good to see even Bethel people working. And I get glad when I see young people working. Sometimes they recognize me and I don't recognize them. Because sometimes I forget. Because my husband and I, we were dorm parents, and we had a lot of school kids, 180, 90 boys, 90 girls at one time. We did that for 7 years, all the way from Chivas to Down Coast, Good News, upriver people, downriver, Ganyaknak, Ipnak. Because there was no high schools in their villages, and they had to go to school wherever there was a school here in Anchorage, boarding schools, and there was one in Bethel. That's why it's called Bethel Regional High School. So that's where we were dorm parents, and now they're elderly. They're in their 60s and 50s, 60s, and I see them everywhere whenever I'm here too, even in Bethel. And I remember some of their names and some of the people I don't remember. So I even see people that were my students in the ME school when I was a Yupik second language teacher. They would recognize me and they would say, hi, Mrs. Yvonne. And I would say, who are you? Sometimes I know them and sometimes I don't know their names. And they have their own families and they their own children. And some are elderly, a little bit elderly looking, especially the dorm students. Yep. We're glad we got to know some of them. Anyway, we have a couple more minutes. You guys have a wonderful day and have a good weekend and help one another and be kind and maybe they'll do a talk show that can speak both English and Yupik. That would be fun. Translate each other, and because I think in Yupik and have to translate it into English, because that was my first language, but sometimes I just talk without thinking. So we all learn different ways. We all learn by watching and listening and doing it. So teach your grandchildren so they will help you. My grandson Isaiah is helping us very much here. He's really helping us. Me and Tony, since we're elderly now. Tony's going to be 76 next month. So we're in our, almost like in our mid-70s. Okay, KYUK, I'm so thankful for you. And even it was a one-way thing, but I'm glad tomorrow is going to be ME School for Food Bank. And also tomorrow at Cultural Center from 10 to 2 o'clock, they will have Saturday March. You guys have a wonderful day, and God bless every one of you. Kuyana, okay?
Kuyana Ruth.
Okay, good morning. Bye.